This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. January 22, 2021, a day for the history books. Celebrating the entry into force of the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons on Friday, January 22nd, the Santa Fe Veterans for Peace invited people to join them in an extended Friday noon vigil. In Santa Fe, at the corner of St. Francis Drive and Sirius Road, under a bright winter sun, members of Veterans for Peace held white peace flags that fluttered in the stiff wind, and their light blue frame-supported banner said, quote, "Nuclear weapons are illegal," end quote, in black lettering. Nuclear Watch New Mexico and Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety held bright yellow 8-foot banners with the same large black lettering. Across the bottom of all the banners was written, quote, "The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is now law," end quote. Cars at the intersection honked in support of the message that was displayed by about 20 individuals. After the hour-long Santa Fe vigil, almost everyone drove to Ashley Pond Park in Los Alamos and stood for a second hour-long vigil on the sidewalks along Trinity Drive. As the hour came to a close, the group circled around to reflect on the day's significance. Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico shared words from his inspiring op-ed, quote, "The U.S. was among the last major countries to abolish slavery, but did so in the end. To modify Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice of abolishing nuclear weapons." This ban treaty is the beginning of that end and should be celebrated as such, end quote. Friday, January 22nd was intense, offering a local perspective and a chance to appear in person at the end of a remarkable January week. Monday was filled with the sights and sounds of commemorative programs honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Tuesday, at the Reflecting Pool in Washington, D.C., President-elect Joe Biden presided over a prayer vigil for the 400,000 lives lost so far in the pandemic. Wednesday, Inauguration Day, brought the focus to plans for the future and the potential to begin anew across the country. The local demonstrations and support of the treaty brought home in an immediate way, with live human beings, neighbor to neighbor, properly masked and distanced, the possibility of curtailing the world's reliance on nuclear weapons. Basha Miller, a CCNS board member, reflected by saying, quote, "On this sunny day, we join together also to celebrate the devoted efforts of the thousands of people in the 86 signatory countries and around the world who worked so long to make this United Nations treaty a reality." This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to become a monthly donor, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.